DTE Energy's natural gas business has a goal of achieving net zero emissions by the year 2050. Part of the plan is to get buy-in with its customers. For a small monthly cost, DTE Energy's natural gas balance will reduce your carbon footprint by providing carbon offsets and renewable natural gas that balance the impact of natural gas use. So how does this work and how can you take part in this program? It's the focus of our Around the Home today with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. And joining us on the Lucy Ann Lantz Show on Ann Arbor's talk station 1290 WLBY is Tony Muzzin. He is with DTE as the Business Development Manager for DTE Gas. So Tony, DTE Clean Vision Natural Gas Balance, as you're calling this program where your customers can voluntarily enroll to offset their home or business greenhouse gas emissions. How does this work?
Yeah, Lucy, I'd be happy to tell you a bit more about the program. So Natural Gas Balance is the actual program name. It's a really easy way for our customers to make a difference in Michigan's environment right now. The one key cool thing about the program is participation does not require any additional equipment or modifications to their buildings or their homes. And the participation levels are very flexible and they can be changed monthly or canceled at any time. The specifics about the program, we offer four different pricing blocks. The first pricing block starts at $4 per month. And each block goes up in increments of $4. So there's a $4 block, then there's an $8 block, a $12 block, and ultimately the top tier is a $16 block.
And I imagine on the $16 block, you can completely offset your footprint, right?
Correct. So the $16 block is what we call the net zero approach, where a customer is offsetting the entire emissions associated with an average home's natural gas usage related emissions. So that's definitely the most impactful from an environmental perspective.
So you can, for this small charge, you can pay for renewable natural gas and carbon credits, correct? You're doing both here.
That's correct. So the way we designed the program, we took a hybrid approach. There's a lot of different programs offered around the country that have either a pure carbon offset component where gas utility customers can offset their usage from just carbon offsets. And there's also a handful of programs around the country that are just focused on RNG. We wanted to do an approach that combined both of them together and effectively give our customers the ability to choose sort of which options made the most sense and to have a balanced approach to where we're going after two very unique and affordable and useful technologies to decarbonize. Our efforts here will hopefully improve the ability to bring these technologies to further scale as well, which we thought was an important design aspect for our program, in addition to just providing the impact to our customers.
And Tony, how exactly is the renewable natural gas developed? My understanding is it's gas made from decomposed organic matter, like landfill waste?
It could be landfill waste. We have a number of different RNG production opportunities that we incorporate into our supply portfolio. We use RNG coming from landfills. We use RNG coming from wastewater treatment plants. And we're exploring RNG coming from dairy farms. And basically what it's doing is it's taking, organic waste that otherwise would decompose and escape into the atmosphere and create methane GHG emissions. And we capture that waste and that methane before it escapes into the atmosphere, and we repurpose it as a renewable fuel source that we clean up to a pipeline quality spec, and we inject it onto our natural gas system, and we use that gas as we would any other natural gas that we buy from our producers around the country.
We're talking with Tony Muzzin, and he is with DTE Gas. This is a really exciting program. Do you know the percentage of people that are getting renewable natural gas versus the regular gas that DTE also provides?
Yeah, so the voluntary market that we created here is really the only mechanism that's offered in the state for customers to obtain a portion of their gas supply through a renewable source. Outside of this market and this program, right, we would just be supplying pure fossil generated natural gas to all of our customers. Natural Gas Balance, by allowing people to participate, provides a certain small percentage of that RNG or of that natural gas coming from an RNG source. We currently have about 4,000 customers enrolled in our program. We're growing that by about 100 customers per week. So when we look at the impact, we're supplying a very, very small percentage of our overall gas portfolio from RNG right now. But as we continue to grow and sign more customers up, that number is gonna get bigger and bigger each year. We're expecting after, say, year 10 of our program, that around 1% of our gas supply would be coming from renewable gas sources, strictly attributed to this program offering that we have put out this year.
And why not just offer this renewable natural gas to everyone and do away with the old model? Yeah.
Well, one of the things with renewable natural gas is it is a bit more expensive than a normal fossil gas product. The approach that we're taking is doing all of this from a voluntary participation perspective. So those customers who want to pay a bit more, that want to have RNG as part of their supply portfolio, can elect to do so. And then those customers who do not aren't going to be burdened by the increased cost to their gas bill of what we're trying to accomplish from advancing RNG into our system.
That's really interesting. And you're not just encouraging your customers to reduce their own emissions through home energy audits, rebates, other incentives, this program, for instance. You're also requiring your natural gas suppliers to cut their emissions. And then DTE itself is reducing its own emissions by doing operational improvements, I understand.
That's correct. So last year in June of 2020, we announced a comprehensive commitment to decarbonization from a gas utility perspective. We took a really holistic approach to that, where we expanded beyond a decarb commitment just for our own internal assets and our own operations, and we included our suppliers and we included our customers. This program we've been talking about, Natural Gas Balance, is a way to offer a solution and bring our customers along with us on our decarb journey. However, to your point, we made a net zero commitment to say all the gas that we acquire, all the normal fossil gas that we buy from producers and marketers across the country, all of the corresponding emissions from that gas, we're committing to get to net zero by 2050 as well. Internally, we're doing the same thing. So all the emissions that are associated with anything from our utility asset operations, we're also committing to get to net zero by 2050.
This is really interesting when we talk directly to DTE to get this information, because here in the city of Ann Arbor, the city itself is pushing a 2030 A2 zero carbon neutrality plan, but they're going in a little bit different direction. They're moving away from fossil fuels and trying to get homes and businesses to go all electric and powered by 100% renewable energy. Some of our community leaders here in Ann Arbor, Tony, have said they believe improving the electrical infrastructure should be the focus and not the construction of new gas lines. But I think they're kind of missing the point that DTE's efforts are geared to renewable energy with gas. Talk a little bit about that.
So, yeah, I mean, we're trying to be very proactive and transformative with the things that we're doing as it associates to natural gas. Natural gas is a very clean fossil fuel, but it does have emissions that exist with it. We recognize that, and we're trying to take these really transformative steps to lower the environmental impact associated with the natural gas that we buy and deliver to our customers. one thing that I would illustrate is in a cold climate like we have here in Michigan, natural gas by far is the most effective and efficient solution for a home heating need. It's going to remain so for the foreseeable future. It's a very reliable fuel. It's abundant. It's low cost. And we feel like our program offering compounds on all of those benefits and also makes it a much cleaner product and gives the ability to say that it's a net that our customers can achieve.
Let's talk about the role hydrogen is going to play in the environmental efforts by DTE. You've got a planned new natural gas plant, which can be converted to run on hydrogen. How will that change the dynamics here?
Hydrogen is a fuel that I think most industry experts would agree is going to have a prominent role in energy transformation for decades to come. Currently, right now, the problem we have with hydrogen is it's a very expensive energy source to develop. There's going to need to be a lot of collaboration and technical advancements from a hydrogen production perspective before it's used on a wide scale basis to have any meaningful progress towards playing a significant role in reducing emissions. On both sides, on our electric utility and our gas utility, we're looking at ways that we can basically get involved and do demonstration and pilot projects to learn more about what our capabilities are with hydrogen, you know, how we can best plan to integrate it onto our system to ensure it's going to be very safe for our customers. And also participating in different industry groups and technical committees to share best practices, learn about how are the best ways to go about developing hydrogen to scale. What I think you're going to see is that hydrogen is probably going to have more of a long-term role in the later part of our net zero goal. Here in these next couple of years, we're really focused on what's available today. What's the most commercially affordable way for us to do our part to help lower an environmental impact associated with our operations? And this is where we see natural gas balance having a very prominent role.
Our listeners can find out more about DTE Energy's natural gas balance and how you can reduce your carbon footprint by providing these carbon offsets and renewable natural gas. You'll be helping out the forests here in Michigan. There are so many benefits to this program. And you can go online. Go to DTEenergy.com/naturalgasbalance. Again, that's DTEenergy.com/naturalgasbalance. You can choose your participation level as low as $4 a month up to $16 a month, and you can change those levels or cancel at any time. Again, it's called Natural Gas Balance. It is green e-climate certified. It meets the environmental and consumer protection standards for greenhouse gas emissions reductions, those carbon offsets set forth by the nonprofit Center for Resource Solutions. Tony, thanks for sharing with us DTE Energy's first of its kind program, allowing residential and small business gas customers to reduce their carbon footprint. I understand that there's a coffee shop on the west side of the state that was the first business to latch onto this.
Yeah, there was. It was a really cool opportunity that we were able to partner on when we launched the program back in January of this year. So just over 9 months ago now, Madcap Coffee proudly volunteered to partner with us. And for the first customers that signed up for our program, they were able to receive a $10 gift card as a promotional credit to enjoy some coffee along with protecting the environment as well. So it was a really cool promotion. We were happy to have a local business partner come along with us.
That's great. And if people are wondering about coffee houses, data shows that coffee houses log the highest level of carbon emissions in the production chain from seed to cup. So a little interesting fact there. Great talking with Tony Muzzin. He is strategic market planning and development with DTE Gas. DTE Energy is a member of the Bragg Ann Arbor folks, of the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. You can also visit BraggAnnArbor.com for more information about its members. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.